Hey, welcome to the Sparkling Client Podcast. I'm Eric Mork, I'm the host, and what we do is we give you short, informative shows all about Silverlight. All right, welcome to another edition of This Week in Silverlight, recorded August 9th, 2010. I'm joined, as always, with my fellow hosts, Brian Henderson and Kelly White. Gentlemen, hello.
Hi, Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Oh, Kelly, I almost cut you off there. almost forgot you were supposed to be on.
I'm so sad.
All right. Well, let's jump in. Rumors this past week in the Silverlight world. So I heard this rumor that everybody has a Windows Phone 7 device except for Kelly. Is that now official?
I think
I'm
going to
stop doing this show. Dude, Justin Angel has a Windows Phone 7 device. Did you see that today?
Justin Angel, now at Vertigo, they have some kind of a Windows Phone 7 device, at least one. Rumors say maybe more than one.
So that was just today then?
Yeah, that was today, and just not long ago. I don't know if I should say congratulations or if I should team and say, where's mine? How come I don't have one? I'm very conflicted.
Yeah,
I'm sure many other developers are conflicted as well.
Well, so let's give a little bit of background. So the Windows Phone 7 devices, these are, you know, like iPhone, but Windows. They are coming out soon. And right now we're waiting to get our hands on the development devices, and they run Silverlight is one of the reasons we're real interested in them. But they're hard to get a hold of. It looks, though, like Microsoft is going to give out phones to all of their employees.
And interns.
And interns, they said.
Yeah.
See, Kelly, take an unpaid internship. Maybe you'll get one.
I like the little picture of Ballmer with the unicorns on the beach there behind him in his post. So I don't know if you guys saw that or not.
No. So, did they announce it's going to be at PDC, or is that just kind of speculation on our part?
It's speculation on our part. Starting some rumors, I guess, more than anything.
Yeah, so the PDC conference is coming up where a lot of, these type of announcements, these type of things happen. If you want to register, you know, head over and register, because the rumor is they are keeping a tight cap on the number of people who are going to be allowed this year, which doesn't usually happen. So if you want in, I would recommend registering now-ish.
And that's just basically, because the facilities, only like 1,000 in their facilities on campus there, so...
Yeah, so they're going to have it this year up in Washington at Redmond campus, and normally they have it in L.A., right? So, kind of a different setting there.
Yeah, from 10,000 down to 1,000, so.
Now, to be fair, I mean, all the sessions are going to be broadcast online, right? You can watch it that way. You can see the keynotes online. You don't have to leave your house or work, but you by not going up there, you will miss all the discussions that happen in the hallways. You'll miss the one-on-one discussions that you could have with product teams, other developers, with me, maybe with Justin Angel.
Yeah, Justin's committed to going, so.
Yeah, I think lots of folks are going to be there, probably the only... I used to not go to conferences very much. I mean, it's really hard as an independent to say I'm going to pay, you know, a lot of money to go to these. But, man, they're so worthwhile. Okay. I see this other note up there in the rumors for Windows Phone 7 hardware.
Well, the hardware's starting to be announced. There's leaks of bits and pieces, like some stuff from FCC. I think 4 or 5 HTC devices are leaked. I think there's actually pictures of one of the chassis came out yesterday. We've seen some LG stuff, some Samsung stuff. So it's slowly starting to come out.
Is it to the point where you guys have favorites yet? Favorite phones you're looking forward to or not?
Of the ones
Dell Lightning. I like the Dell Lightning. I like the Dell Lightning.
No comment.
So I like the Dell Lightning as well. Like, it looks like a nice phone. But isn't that the one that was canceled? Or are you guys just, like, pulling my leg?
I don't know much about it. There was some stuff a couple months ago. The other chassis that actually have pictures or have shown devices, the Samsung and the HTC one look very interesting. The HTC one looks very similar to, like, an iPhone GS. Very nice polished finish on the casing.
Yeah.
It's still early. We're talking October, November when we actually see devices. So,
So a little anecdote. I was looking on a site on how to write iPhone applications, and I was just kind of blowing through some tutorials there, seeing what was up there. And surprise, surprise, as sort of the last tutorial on the front screen, they had a Windows Phone 7 tutorial in Silverlight. I was like, whoa, starting to hit kind of close to home. All right, kids, let's jump on to news. What do you got, Kelly?
So there was a discussion about why Microsoft is giving phone devices out to their employees, right? Some of the people maybe weren't happy with that. I know I wasn't happy with that originally. And I read this post by Brandon Watson, and you know, it makes sense. They had some things in place where employees could not create an app and sell it, right? And they changed some policies, and they're letting their developers, they're letting their employees who are developers, who want to be hackers at night, you know, who want to play around, they're letting them go and write apps for the Phone 7 and put those in the App Store. And that's really, that's a way that they can make their employees happy. And it's, man, I admire them for doing that. You know, that's, I'm good with that. I'm okay with the employees getting phones before me then, I think.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about how much this costs them versus how big the market is they're moving into, it kind of makes sense because, you know, there are, what, like 90,000 Microsoft employees. Only a small number of them are going to become developers. But, man, if they get even a couple of hit applications, you know, those applications that are like the reason to move to a platform, if they get a couple out of that, you know, it's well worth it for them. I want to know if they're going to have TV ads for this Windows Phone 7 stuff. Do we know that?
They've got to, right? I mean, we've got to wait till September.
You don't have to ask that, Eric. That's like a given.
Well, I don't have a TV, so I'm a little behind. But I want to see them. And I want to know if they're going to have Bill Gates and the Seinfeld guy in them. That would be awesome.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld is, in fact, his name. Again, I don't have a TV.
Not the guy from Verizon or from AT&T. It's like, got service here.
Exactly. All right, Kelly, what else you got?
So the other thing I wanted to talk about is that there's a whole bunch of Windows Phone 7 Firestarter events that are being scheduled out there on the East Coast. And there's a link where you can go and look at that. Dave Dev... Is he an evangelist? He is an evangelist. He's part of the developer platform evangelist team. So he's out of Philadelphia, and he's got a list on his blog of a whole bunch of events that are starting to be scheduled. So definitely go check that out and attend one of those. Very worthwhile.
Now, if you haven't attended a Firestarter event, like, what's the best way to describe it?
Soup to nuts. I mean, everything you need to know in one day to take you from zero to... Let's say not 60 miles an hour, but 30 or 45 miles an hour, right?
Yeah, just enough to get you that solid intro.
It gets you up and running.
Yep. Okay, Brian, you also spotted some stuff this week.
And just along that line on the West Coast, Jaime was doing a three-part series here, too, kind of like a Firestarter, but the user group spread over like three different months. So
cool.
We're not left out over here as well. Some cool stuff coming up this past week, creating high-performance Silverlight applications for the phone, a very nice white paper. It's a zip file download, but also includes some sample applications in it as well. And it's all great information because you actually have, you know, five or six different applications that demonstrate the coding for high performance in different areas. And that knowledge works for Silverlight as well.
Yeah, now that's centered around the white paper, and that's from Microsoft, right? So
correct.
Yeah. Not some random blog post.
It's from the Silverlight team, so it's great, well-researched material based on real knowledge. Also from the Silverlight team, Jeff Wilcox, a tilt control, contact control for Windows Phone, something that was not there. So
a nice post on that. So know what that means? So that means you have like an arbitrary piece of content on the Windows Phone, and you can tilt it to move that content around? Is that kind of the idea, or...?
Correct. It's container control for tilting. So,
interesting.
And there's also some good stuff like further down in the article. Once you get like halfway, two-thirds of the way down, just some good tips and stuff on building phone apps as well. Talking of samples, Simon Jackson has this new Windows Phone 7 samples just worth shouting about. It basically, it's a set of six or seven tutorials, sample applications. For the accelerometer, doing some physics like balancing stuff, creating a stock market chart, some sprites, stuff like that. Very good samples, tutorials, the code is available for download as well. Rounding out, some good stuff on testing. Jeremy Likeness on doing XAML testing or testing data binding in the XAML with unit testing. So kind of cool there. Also, Roger Peters had a good post on a cheat sheet for unit testing in Windows Phone as well. Some more good testing stuff.
Cool.
And to wrap up my things here, Charles Petzold released an update to his ebook online, some new chapters and stuff, all were up to the beta level of information. So with those tutorials, some additional reading for you to do, so everything you need to get started.
Yeah, and that stuff is pretty cool. I mean, that's free PDF. I mean, that stuff is really handy.
Right.
All right, guys. Wow, another great show. I think we're done in record time. So thanks for joining me.
Yes, back to coding. Have fun.
Thanks for listening. If you're interested in Silverlight 3 or Silverlight 4, check out our website, silverbaylabs.org. That's where we have information about Silverlight consulting and development. If you're interested in training, check out the Silverlight Tour, where I'm an instructor.